welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltec, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 8. In this episode, I'll be sharing news and updates, your feedback, plus I'll be talking about the many facets of the White Star Temple. And of course, I'm including a free Ascended Master lecture, this time from Akhenaten. News and updates. Well, I'm happy to report that the White Star Temple social network that I introduced to you in the last episode of this podcast is definitely up and running and has had a number of people join, which is absolutely fantastic. And these people come from all over the world, including the US, of course, here in Australia, the UK, Europe and Asia. And I'd love to have you on board as well. You can go to my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com. And on the very first page, there is a link to the social network, plus information on how you can apply to join. It's absolutely free. All that I ask is that you familiarize yourself with at least some of the White Star Temple teachings. Speaking of the White Star Temple and its teachings, I'm happy to report that the ebook is certainly now available and doing well. The print version is also still available, and I highly recommend it. Also, on the theme of the White Star Temple and the book, I'm delighted to reveal that I have started working on the second book. Now, given that it took me 2 years to produce the first one, it may take some time to get this second one in print. I hope that by the end of next year, though, that it will be available, and Spirit has sent to me a wonderful new volunteer to assist me in the editing and plain English process. Now, the first White Star Temple book was intended to be a companion to the audio recordings, and as such, all of the lectures found within the first 4 audio sets are featured in the book. However, with the second book, my intention is that it not be a companion to the audio sets. And the reason for that is that as you go further into the subsequent audio sets, the Ascended Masters shift their focus from lectures and spiritual knowledge and rather begin to give an experiential experience of the temple, based less upon information and more upon energy, feelings, and guidance, which of course doesn't translate all that well into book form. So what I'm hoping to do is to pick from quite a vast number of lectures that I have and choose those which are the most profound and those which provide the greatest variety in concepts and are the most accessible and least abstract. And I can tell you now that it will be an amazing book because the Ascended Masters continue to astonish me with what it is that they reveal to us and the blessings that they give. Lastly, I'd like to let you know that I'm going to be working on some new projects which I will bring to fruition next year in 2010. Every time that I introduce the White Star Temple to a new group, it's through the process of channeling, and the Ascended Masters kindly begin the process of the White Star Temple from scratch for those new people. However, next year, rather than starting new channeling groups each time, I will be presenting a series of seminars where I will teach these actual teachings, and there is a difference. I won't be channeling, but I'll be teaching. And in that way, I'll be able to condense the information into a very insightful profound and hopefully expansive series of courses. Those of you who live in Australia, and in particular Sydney and Newcastle, you'll be able to come along to these seminars. However, given that the vast majority of listeners are overseas, I'll also be making a series of, at the very least, recordings of these seminars. But what I would prefer is to actually present to you DVDs, and that's going to be my priority. And I'm very excited about this, and I'll keep you posted. One of the recent discussions within the White Star Temple social network was on the topic of how the Ascended Master lectures feel energetically. And I'd like to share with you some of the insights that were offered. Firstly, Michael says, "Oftentimes during the meditations, I feel shifts and movements as if my physical and energy bodies are opening up and making the appropriate adjustments that I may receive as much grace as I'm willing to. Very excited and grateful." Tracy responded, saying, "I agree. I've felt similar experiences with feeling the physical shifts and movements you described, especially a feeling of warmth and expansion in the heart area. And often, I also feel an altered spatial awareness with the lectures." Further to this, Anne responded, "It depends on who I am listening to as to what I feel during the channelings. There are times when I feel physical changes, an expansion in the heart chakra where a warm fuzzy feeling starts and envelops my entire body, or warmth, tingling, heart racing experiences. Other times my responses are emotional, feeling a peace and serenity beyond words, or crying tears of pure joy and elation at the connection I feel with the all that is and with humanity in general." Caroline also offered, "For me, when I listen to the channelings, I mostly get a huge surge of heat. It occasionally feels that I am burning up, and then it just seems to disappear. At other times, there are sensations, which is the only way I can describe it, around the crown chakra and or the face area, and I find I am drawn to scratch the area. I have come to accept these as part of my experience and to not fret too much about any deep and meaningful explanations." Well, that's fantastic to hear of some people's experience of the energies that these lectures generate. For me, I know that the more you go into the temple over time, the more energies you are able to receive and expand into. And after a while, you may be astonished at how much you've grown energetically when compared to the beginning point. And I know for me that I'm amazed at what I can feel now compared to when I first channeled the temple. And although I don't feel the shifts and movements that others have described, I know that feedback I get from my groups can sometimes reveal that healings and encodements have also been given, which is quite exciting. If you'd like to share your insights on this topic too, then you can join in the forum on the social network, or you can send me an email and I'll share it with the listeners of this podcast. My email address is melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com, and Melchizedek is spelled MelchizedEk. I'd like to touch briefly upon the idea of the multifaceted White Star Temple. We understand that we live in a multidimensional universe, that each of us has a part of ourselves or an aspect residing in every dimension of which there are an infinite number. Well, the White Star Temple also has aspects of itself in every dimension and is multifaceted in this way. About 2 years after beginning my journey with the White Star Temple, the Ascended Masters offered myself and my group at that time a new experience of the temple, access to a new facet, and this became known as the Ruby Star Temple. The recordings and the books that I offer are based upon the White Star Temple experience. However, there is a journey beyond this, and the Ruby Star Temple offers a greatly enhanced and even more powerful experience of the temple. It's actually very wonderful. For those of you who may not be familiar with the Ruby Ray, it is touched upon in the White Star Temple recordings and book. But briefly, it's basically a ray of encodements and like a catalyst. Once you receive this ray and begin to work with it, it does bring about a great transformation in one's life and can trigger a revealing of a greater spiritual understanding within. So it's a great energy to work with. So the Ruby Star Temple has that energy as its basis. And therefore, the lectures that the Ascended Masters offer within this aspect of the temple are even more so about the energies and become increasingly more abstract. But there's also facets beyond the Ruby Star Temple. And recently, my first group that I ever started with the temple has moved into a new aspect, which is known as the Ascended Star Temple. Now, we're not quite in that part of the temple because it is quite a high form of attainment. But as the masters describe it, we're in a kind of bridging place, a place in between the Ruby Star facet and the Ascended Star facet. And that's quite exciting and has proven to be very powerful, as you can imagine. And other groups associated with the temple have also moved into differing facets. And one exciting development has been an opportunity that is soon to be given into an aspect of the temple that is sponsored by Christ Consciousness and which will focus what I presume to be purely upon those Christ Consciousness energies as given to us by Sananda. And that's pretty exciting. So although you can access the teachings from the White Star Temple, you can actually take an even greater journey beyond this. These aspects of the temple, I've also recorded. I pretty much record everything. That's simply what I do. I'm so in love with what I receive and others receive through this experience that I just want to share that with the rest of the world. So I keep documenting and recording this whole process because I think that it's important to leave a legacy for others to benefit by. So you can journey into these other aspects by accessing these recordings. They're not made available on my website. You can contact me directly, but I ask that you first ground yourself within the White Star Temple experience before coming into a doorway into these other aspects. For it's very important that you gradually expand your consciousness and your ability to receive these energies prior to accessing them. Once you've done this, I'm happy to share with you all that I've received, and I'd be very honored and privileged if you felt comfortable enough with what I do to make this request. I can't impress upon you enough, actually, what a wonderful feeling it is for me when those of you who listen to this podcast step forward then as clients who purchase the recordings and the book. For me, it's a confirmation that what I'm doing is of value. So thank you very much. It helps me to feel great as a channel and to know that all the effort that I put in is certainly worthwhile. You can start your temple journey today. Just go to my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com. Well, of course, we come to the Free Ascended Master Lecture for this episode. This time around, it's from Akhenaton, the Egyptian Ascended Master. It's quite short, probably only about 22 or 3 minutes, but it's beautiful. And I've chosen one that is actually from the Ruby Star Temple. So I'm hoping that long-term listeners may be able to pick the difference between the energies from the White Star Temple and its aspect of the Ruby Star. It's beautiful, it's quite profound, and very experiential, and I hope you enjoy it. So lastly, I'd like to wish each and every one of you a marvellous Christmas and holiday season, and of course, a happy new year and a happy new decade. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2010. So all the best, and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is that whom is known to you as Akhenaton. We elevate our consciousness. We pass through the radiance of your temple. We come amongst the many whom are gathered, and we dive deeply into the ocean of consciousness. And we are in movement, for we know and understand that this ocean is in an eternal spiral. The breath in movement, bring this to your awareness. Become conscious of the movement and of your deepening perception. We come into the universal breath. We begin to stretch outward. We return to our vastness. We become the surface of this ocean. We gently ripple outwards. And we are in movement and we breathe. The ocean begins to elevate us, as if it were a rising tide. and we whom are its surface becomes uplifted. Breathe and deepen. Stretch yourself outward. Expand your perceptions. You are vast. We are in elevation, for we journey into the higher spectrums this day. And I come to you as one in high attainment. Bring the presence of my expanded energies into your awareness. Drink deeply of that which is I. We ripple across this surface, a gentle, ageless movement. We are in no hurry, for we understand time is an illusion. We understand that this movement underpins the sequencing of our life experiences. We ripple outward. Gentleness is with us. We breathe as one, for together we form this surface. We are a reflection. The surface of us becomes a mirror. Beautiful. Reflecting all that is divine. Reflecting all that is in the name of beauty. Reflecting that which is our consciousness. We are a mirror, a perfect surface. A mirror in movement. Waves passing across our surface. Each time our consciousness expands, we ripple outward, and the surface of this mirror changes, reflecting new aspects of self, reflecting new directions and directives from Source and the majesty of our soul. How do you feel? We are a perfect, unbroken surface. We are a dazzling mirror. Breathe. Stretch outward. Let go. What is it that you reflect? We begin to turn our gaze inward, no longer concerning ourselves with that which is the reflection of our existence. And our efforts within creation, we begin to fall, falling into the depths of this ocean, the universe within. You understand, you know this. The universe is always held within. We fall gently. The further that we fall, the more powerful we experience of ourselves. We are falling. We perceive the cosmos within, the stars that burn brightly within our own consciousness. We remember that there is no end to our depth. There is no place to fall other than that of our own making. So we fall. And this day we choose to come to rest upon the hand of God. And so we do. We understand it as a presence. Undefinable. Thoughts no longer take hold. Perception begins to diminish as we rest upon the hand of God, the God within our interior. For as soon as we come into perception, as soon as we exist within our consciousness, we become externalized and instantaneously rejoin creation. We are below the surface of ourselves. We are beyond that which we reflect externally of ourselves. We rest upon the hand of God. Our consciousness is an illusion. We are not who we are, even within the framework of multidimensional creation. Perception is an illusion. Breathe. Deepen. Let go. Thoughts no longer take hold, for you are with God within. How does this feel? We are no longer in movement, for that is external. The breath no longer passes through us, for that is of manifest creation. We do not exist. When you are no longer a reflection, what are you? When you are no longer externalized and individualized, where are you? We do not exist. Our consciousness is but a mirror, a surface, a mirage. Light. Light reflected. Refracted into creation. Where is your beginning point? The alpha of your consciousness. The alpha is the point of your birthing into creation, where you exist, bring this to your awareness. As there is only the one eternal moment, that grand divine explosion, from which all is birthed, know that you are perpetually, eternally, held within this birthing moment. Every breath you take is the first breath. You are continually, eternally born anew. For the eternal one moment never passes. There is nothing that is subsequent. You are born. You are birthing. We can say then, in one way, that the bliss experienced at a soul level is the perpetual bliss of being born for all time in that one moment, eternally within the process of birthing. When when creation comes into an alpha point, when God and Source holds all of creation yet to be within its consciousness, so then are we held, so then is that bliss. I direct understanding towards you. How does this feel? To come into this awareness, we do not exist. We begin to elevate, gently propelled upwards. We come once more to the surface of our consciousness. We rejoin the mirror of existence. We remember the joy. We remember the gift that creation is. We understand that we are in perpetual movement. It is the birthing movement. You see, we are externalized. Our temple calls us. And I shall depart. And though I speak in symbolism, that which I describe is not literal, but nonetheless, there is a deep, deep resonance to the wisdom I bring. It is intangible, and the words may not encapsulate it, but the soul remembers, and so can you. And I am Akhenaton Adonai.